Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Walden Rhines. Wally is a lot of things. He's CEO of Cornami, a board member, advisor to many, and friend to all. Today, he is the executive sponsor of the Semi Electronic Design Market Data Report. Good morning, Wally, and welcome back to the podcast.
Good morning, Dan. Glad to be back.
Today, we're talking about the Electronic Design Market Data Report that was just released. Semi and the Electronic System Design Alliance collect data for almost all the electronic design automation companies in the world and compile it by product category and region of the world where the sales occurred. It's the most reliable data for the EDA industry and provides insight into what design tools and IP are in highest demand. So Wally, what do the results say for the fourth quarter of 2023?
Well, Dan, it was another strong quarter at 14% growth. Although it wasn't as big a blowout quarter as the 25.2% growth we saw last quarter, but all regions showed positive growth and all product categories grew, with the exception of IC layout, which was basically flat due to some weakness in the pack rim. That 14% growth in total EDA revenue, including silicon IP and services, brings the EDA industry to a record $17 billion for the year of 2023. EDA license and maintenance by itself passed a record $10 billion milestone by growing 19.4% to an annual total of $10.7 billion of revenue.
That's impressive. You know, Wally, we've been doing these quarterly podcasts for more than 2 years now, and it seems like we're seeing quarter after quarter after quarter of positive EDA growth.
Yeah, it really does. And in fact, it's true. Since the second quarter of 2020, we've now had 15 consecutive quarters of positive growth for EDA license and maintenance revenue. And we've had 20 consecutive quarters of positive growth for total EDA revenue starting in the first quarter of 2019.
Which regions of the world showed the greatest strength in Q4 2023?
Well, strength is more uniform than in many of the quarters in the past. This time, Europe led the way with 20.5% growth, followed by the Pac Rim at 15.2%, North America at 11.9%, and Japan at 8.3%. We're seeing some stability now as the four-quarter moving average of 14.1% is now very close to the fourth quarter, quarter-to-quarter growth of 14%.
And what about China?
Now, China was weaker than usual in the fourth quarter of 2023, only 5.8% growth. But China's four-quarter moving average is 24.2%. That's well above the four-quarter moving average of 14.1% for the total worldwide EDA industry.
Yeah. Did any of the Asia-Pacific countries grow faster than China?
Well, yes, they did. Korea grew at 28.4%. India, 19.8%, and Taiwan, 21.1%.
What about product categories? What types of EDA tools are driving current growth?
Well, almost all the reporting product categories grew in double digits. Surprisingly, services at 25.4% was the fastest growth category. That hasn't been the case for a while. Usually, we associate the growth in services with companies running out of design capacity using their own employees and therefore hiring external resources to augment their own employee effort. That tends to be a sign of growth for an industry that needs more designers, that is, a positive growth driver for the overall design industry.
Interesting. What other categories were strong?
Well, PCB and multi-chip module design were strong categories at 21%. This was driven by library data management and PCB analysis tools, which undoubtedly includes multi-die packaging analysis tools as well.
What about package design? I mean, that's a really hot area right now.
Well, yeah, package design was indeed strong, 16.7%. But this is a relatively small category in the survey, A large share of the survey respondents report their package design tool product sales in other categories, like custom layout or analysis tools. So I don't think the EDMD data fully reflects the rapid growth of multi-die package design and interposer layout.
And what other categories?
Well, yes, computer-aided engineering, which is mostly front-end design, was very strong at 19.5%. Silicon IP also seems to be back on a growth track at 13.7%, with particular strength of 24.6% from what we call the reporting companies, that is, traditional EDA companies rather than the non-reporting companies like ARM. The non-reporting companies saw weaker growth at 6.7%.
Was any category weak?
Yeah, but only modestly. IC layout was minus 1%. This was a consistently weak category around the world, except in Europe, where it was strong. But really, the biggest effect was the minus 8.4% negative growth in the PAC rim, which is unusual, driven heavily by China, and probably not an overall trend.
Right. The EDMD report is useful to a lot of entities, including the participating companies that want to know how they are doing versus their competition. Are we approaching a potential confusion discontinuity if Synopsys acquires Ansys and data reporting changes?
I don't think so, really. Although Ansys doesn't report directly to the EDMD service, the numbers for their power analysis tools that came from their Apache acquisition are actually included by an estimation process. There are just a few categories where this is done. For example, the ARM silicon IP numbers are based upon their public reporting and analyzed in line with previous trends. Ansys is treated similarly.
Doesn't Ansys have other tools than RedHawk and power analysis tools that might also be recorded?
Yeah, I believe they do. They participate in package design, so some of their thermal and EMI tools may end up being reported to us by Synopsys if the merger is completed. Overall, I think that's good. It brings in additional useful information about the EDA industry and trends in tool usage.
So after a 10% decrease in the total available market for semiconductor industry, we seem to be looking at a year of good growth in 2024. What's the chance that the semiconductor growth will propel an acceleration in the growth of EDA industry as well?
Well, it may. Semiconductors should have more money to spend, and there's a great deal of design activity stimulated by AI-related computing and applications.
Are there other factors that we should be considering?
Well, one of the most interesting dynamics is the increasing role that systems companies are playing in the design of integrated circuits. Nearly 25% of all foundry wafers are purchased by companies like Apple and Meta and Google and others, and they have large and growing design teams. It seems like every company wants to get into the action of designing their own integrated circuits. That's what's propelled the growth of the EDA industry in the last 10 to 15 years, and if it continues, so should the healthy growth of EDA.
Won't the application of AI to IC design also drive EDA growth?
Well, it will certainly drive adoption of new AI-driven tools and methodologies. Whether that increases EDA revenue or just shifts the EDA purchases to different, more advanced AI tools is yet to be seen. Certainly, the EDA companies are investing to be sure they can stay on the leading edge of AI, and the tools they've introduced have remarkable capabilities as well as a significant impact on design productivity.
Thanks, Wally. Great information. Another great quarter for EDA. I'm looking forward to our next chat.
It'll be great, Dan. Hope it continues on this trend.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.